We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Mem Dalet, in the middle of Sif Aleph, as we conclude Chelek Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mechaber, Umutar Leilech Bo Bechol Yom, you are allowed to go out on any day, Afilu B'Yom Shemekadesh Bo, you are allowed to go outside of the Tchum, even on the day that you are making Kiddush and Havdalah, which would be your Shabbos, you are still allowed to go out, the Mishnah Berurah says, because if you remain in the desert, you're going to die. So, better to be Mechalel Shabbos in order to not die. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason you're even allowed to go out on your Shabbos is so that you can get out of the Midbar even faster, so that you will be able to keep Shabbos sooner. But all other Yisurim, even Yisurim Drabanan, you are not allowed to do on the day which you consider to be Shabbos for yourself. The reason, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that the other 6 days you are allowed to do, even in Isser D'Rabbanan, and only on your Shabbos you're not allowed to, Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains the Magen Avraham that because every day is a Safek D'Rabbanan, so really we say Safek D'Rabbanan Lahakil, it's only on your Shabbos, that seventh day, since it is Shabbos Mid'Rabbanan for you, you are not allowed to do even Isser D'Rabbanan, just like a comparison to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. It's just hard to say this pshat of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the Mishnah Berurah, as we saw last time, that the Mishnah Berurah thinks that the only reason that you are doing Kiddush and Avdalah is just a Zecher to Shabbos, but not really that it becomes a Shabbos Midrabanan for you, comparable to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. This is a Machlokas in the Rishonim, how we understand this Shabbos for you. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to take the side of that it is just a Zecher, as opposed to the other side, which the Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to be saying that it is actually a Shabbos Midrabanan for you, comparable to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. So, for the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we understand why the Shabbos would be different than the other 6 days, that you would be allowed to do Isur HaDerabanan on the other 6 days, but not on this day. Whereas for the Mishnah Berurah, it's harder to understand if it's just a Zecher, why is it that it's any more Chamor than the other 6 days in terms of Isur HaDerabanan, unless we say that the Zecher is something more than just a Zecher, even for the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes Eliyahu Rabbah, who says, he's even Mekel on Isur HaDerabanan, even on that seventh day, since it is also a Safek D'Rabbanan on that day. So the Eliyahu Rabbah is even more Mekel than the Magen Avraham and the opinions which we have brought earlier. And he would say that even on your Shabbos, you would be allowed to perform any Isser D'Rabbanan, not just going outside of the Tchum. The Be'er Halacha discusses the issue of tefillin. Do you have to wear tefillin on that day which you make Kiddush? And the Mishnah Berurah thinks that, yes, you would need to put on tefillin because most of the days are weekdays. It's 6 verses 1. So we go bus Aruba, and you would have to put on tefillin on that day. And once again, the only reason you're making kiddush is just the karam ba'alma, but not that it becomes a Shabbos Midrabanan. So you would not wear tefillin. It could be, though, according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, like those Rishonim, that it becomes a Shabbos Midrabanan for you. Maybe you would not wear tefillin on that day, and only according to the Mishnah Berurah, who goes like the opinion that it is a karam ba'alma, that's why you are wearing tefillin. However, even if you're going to wear tefillin, you would not wear tefillin while you are davening, the Shabbos davening, because that is a tarte desasri, says the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha does point out that even according to the opinion that it is Shabbos Midrabanan, that is only lechumra, but not lehakel, so he thinks even according to that opinion, you would be wearing tefillin, but one could argue and say, no, once it becomes Shabbos Midrabanan for you, you would not be wearing tefillin either. Sif Beis, Hayyodeya Minyan Yom Sheyatzebo, if you know the day that you left, you know it's the fourth day since you left, the fifth day since you left. You don't know what day you left on, a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday. On the eighth day from when you left, you were definitely allowed to do malacha. Because that is the same day of the week that you left, and we know you wouldn't have left on Shabbos. Every eighth day, 15th day, every 7 days after that, you will be allowed to do malacha because we know for sure that you would not have left on a Shabbos. We cannot say the same about Erev Shabbos because maybe, as we saw all the way back at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, there are times where you are allowed to go out on Friday, such as if this is when the Shiyar was leaving, etc. The Mishnah Berurah finishes off Hilchos Shabbos by listing off all the malachas which he did not touch on, such as Sorek, Tzemer, Opishdan, Toveh, Arba Tfachim Mikol Davar Harnitva, Ha'oseh Shdei Batei Nirin, Oreg, Meseich, Oreg Bebeged, Potzei Shnei Chutin, all these different malachos which are related to the weaving process, which aren't really so practical for us nowadays, so we will not get into. We have now completed Chelek Gimel of Mishnah Berurah. And Mirtz Hashem, after Pesach, we will continue with another chelek of Mishnah Berurah as we continue on in the Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi.